Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 455. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm so tired that if you guys hear a thump during that podcast, that was just me falling just over.
Jeff is here.
Yes, I am.
And Peter will be joining us hopefully a little bit later. E3 has happened, gentlemen. It is now over.
It's like it never was.
It's always for you, like it never was.
When was E3? I don't know. I can't ever pay attention. It's great.
He was on the show before. It's just a whirlwind. He's just lost in the, you know, he's working the whole time.
But before we started recording, I looked up the dates for next year. Same thing happens again next year. Get excited. I'll miss E3 again. Yeah.
It's almost like you work at E3.
Maybe I do, secretly.
See, it's funny because I would have totally been on board with that, except I saw Tony in the flesh. Oh, okay. And we were not in LA.
No, we were not in LA, and I was wearing a conference badge. It was not, you know, I'm outed.
The myth is busted. Okay, so I did not realize when the other night I saw Tony posting a bunch of pictures he was at some show. I did not realize you guys were together.
Yeah.
I was standing right next to Tony as he was taking his photos. That was an interesting, it was fun.
Yeah.
I've never been to a corporate concert before.
Is that what it was?
So normally a corporate concert is just like a normal concert.
Mm-hmm.
But this one just happened to be like, instead of like getting a band, we got like five, like three hit wonders, and they all came out and played their three hits.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the show starts and Tony and I get a drink and we're standing there and there's this lady singing. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then she starts singing the one song that I know. It's like, I know who she is.
Oh, you're that lady. So, were your higher ups there, Tony?
Oh yeah.
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 You guys get a little toasty at this show? Or are you responsible?
Some people were.
There were some people who were quite toasty. I feel like I drank responsibly.
I feel like you would behave with anybody. I feel like if I were Chris, I would probably not give a shit. As long as I didn't make a scene.
I was dry. Yeah, well, one, you don't want to make a scene and then be like, oh, Tony brought the asshole.
Right? Tony is fun.
But also, I drove down, so I had to drive home.
Oh, you drove to the show?
Yeah.
Oh, do you drove from your house to the show and then all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then
good times, guys.
It was a fun time. Mark McGrath is 51 years old and has so much energy.
He was there. He really was. He was into it. He was way into it.
Like, what's that song? How's it go? Like all around the world.
Yep.
Something like that, right?
Yep. Yep. He did that. He did Fly. They may be the same songs. I'm not sure.
three songs that all sound the same.
They did. They all sounded similar, but I knew them. Like
they're all like, you know,
popular enough.
Right.
He was maybe the
biggest name of the.
Yeah, maybe.
He was doing corporate gigs now, though. Like, like Mark McGrath, he's been doing corporate gigs since, like, 08.
But, like, the dude is into it, though. Like, whatever Tony's company paid to get him there, they got their money's worth. Because, man, that guy was totally selling into, like, being one of the dudes. And, like, just in and making fun of the fact that he was part of Sugar Ray.
Yep.
Even though those are the songs he's singing.
Do you think he had a couple of drinks?
No, he definitely had. I can confirm there were drinks had before the show.
Yeah.
And then like what the guy from like Kool and the Gang, he was pretty into it.
Amazing.
It was a good time. Like there was a
It's like a Lollapalooza of the has-beens. I'm all over that.
I think the best is, so like, Steve Perry is the
one.
So Steve Perry is the guy that, like, is most associated with Journey. Wow. Is like the like Journey's biggest hits came with Steve Perry as their lead singer. But then he like got sick in like the late 90s and couldn't tour. So they got this other guy, Steve Algieri.
Yeah.
And that's who Tony's Company got. And like he looks like Steve Perry did in like 1995.
Yep.
And he sounds exactly like him. But he's up there like singing Journey songs because that's all that he's known for is singing another dude's song. But yeah, that was fun. And then, I don't know. I thought the guy from Cool and the Gang was really good too.
Yeah. He might've actually been the most talented.
Yeah.
Of the bunch.
And then the surprise, not original lead singer Foreigner, but like the third lead singer of Foreigner that they brought it. Like that was in her, like that was after the show ended.
Yeah. By the way, they didn't tell us they were going to do that.
No,
that was a surprise.
Here you go. This other guy. All right. Foreigner's cool. Yeah, it was a good time. Drinks were good. Some people there were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, confession, when you first said Steve Perry, I thought you were talking about Perry Farrell. I was like, how the fuck was he there? The Alice in Chains guy?
No.
I was just feverishly Googling over here, like, wait.
No, Steve Perry, Journey. No, it was mostly like 80s and 90s, like pop. But then like the guy from Cool and the Gang with his 70s funk.
Tony kept posting all these pictures, and I was like, it was kind of like I noticed that there were different artists sometimes, but I was like, I don't know who the fuck any of these people are. Like, concert is Tony. Like, it didn't occur to me that you might be at like a corporate thing or anything like that. I was just like, what? Where is he at? Is this fucking like festival I've ever seen? It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time, actually.
Yeah. The other fun thing about doing a corporate show is that you can like get way up in the front super easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people would you say were there?
What, sorry?
How many people would you say were there?
I don't know.
Like a lot.
I like 300 at most.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yes. Like we were like right up. If we wanted to, we could have touched Mark McGrath's leg.
Not really sure why I'd want to do that.
But. No, the chick from Berlin when she did her tour through the audience was
riding on somebody's back.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's
She's 59 years old, and I mean science has done her wonders,
right?
She does not look 59, so
no, not even close.
Yeah. So that was during the Square conference, so I missed all of that. And it, evidently, according to Polygon, I didn't miss anything because they don't have a recap of what Square.
I'll say this. I think that they had one of the better ones.
Okay.
They had, it was just like a lot of like, you know, a lot of like RPGs. Like some of it was like re-releases and ports and type shit, but it was just like, you know, they were just like, they were not boring. It was just like trailer after trailer for like JRPGs. Like I think my reaction on Twitter was like, I'm not looking forward to any of this stuff, but like it was a pretty good show. Like I could definitely see, you know, a certain fan being like,
yeah,
it was like six Final Fantasy games. It was just like, fucking here you go, everything you wanted is coming.
Yeah, one of them is one that a lot of people have been asking for, Final Fantasy VIII Remastered. That's finally coming. Like 7 and 9 are already out there. 10's been remastered. 12's been remastered. And 8, everyone's been, well, not everyone. Cause I was not asking where 8 was cause I don't think 8 is a good game, but, lots of people that do like 8 have been like, well, where's my favorite Final Fantasy from the PlayStation? And it's coming and it looks like they did a good job, you know, getting the resolution up and getting the artwork to look a little bit better. It looks pretty good. So that'll be coming later this year.
Yeah. The remake of 7 also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a fan of the series at all, but I'm probably going to be buying the remake of 7. That's how good it looks. Like I saw at least one of our friends complaining about the combat system, but to me it's like that feels like a modern combat system and it feels smart. Like, I'm excited to play an RPG with that combat system.
It looks a lot like 15.
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's a mix of real time, but there's still all like the menu shit you kind of would want in there too. You know,
it's almost like you know, Kingdom Hearts meets Final Fantasy 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
were you upset by that, or did you think it looked?
No, I think if you were going to remake 7. Remake it, like do something different with it, like tell yeah. that story, but do something different with the gameplay. You know, upgrade it a little bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with turn-based combat. I like turn-based JRPGs, but I think real-time combat for this could be fun. Like, and it's at least it's something different. It's not just here's a prettier version of that same game you already played and can play on every fucking device you own. Because like it's available, yeah. You can play it on phones. Like,
well, yeah. When we first started talking about this like a minute ago, I was thinking like, you know, Resident Evil 2, like that remake it's not a carbon copy of that game with prettier graphics. It's a new game, like, and right. I think that's the way to do it. Like, if you really want to go all out, which is what they're doing, that's how you do it. Like, you make it, you modernize it. Yeah,
yeah. I don't have any problem with that. Like, it doesn't take away 7. Like the original 7 is still there to be played.
Play it, yeah.
And then there's this new thing that is going to be different, like just by the nature of how they're releasing it. I don't know. People keep saying that, like, we're just going to get out of the city, which is the opening area. Like, you're out of the city in the first 4 hours in the original game. Like, if that's yeah. all that's on that first game, then they're blowing this out. They're doing something different with it.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was literally just going to say that means they're blowing it out. Like each section is going to be longer.
Yeah.
You know? I can imagine like being a fan, like how excited you might be for this. I'm just saying as a person that's like not a fan at all, I'm kind of sold. Like I want to play this. So I don't know if we're just diving into it there, but
yeah.
Square did okay.
We'll cut back on Square maybe.
Let's zoom out and say like your general impressions. Or, you know.
Yeah. I guess we just kick off with EA, which happened last Saturday.
What about like just overall? What did you think, Chris? Like just
overall of the yeah. entire show, yeah. Lackluster.
Ooh, wonderful. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing like wowed me really. In fact, like the thing I'm most excited for is something that. I did not see it any of the conferences or shows. It was something that you sent me a tweet of yesterday. Like it's an arcade cabinet that
yeah.
I mean,
it's at
E3. Yeah, it is at E3, but it's not like it wasn't on anybody's stage yeah. or anything. Like it's just that company that company 1UP, like if you've been to a Walmart at Christmas, like they sell like these build your own arcade cabinets. They have like Pac-Man out there and Donkey Kong and stuff like that. But this fall they're releasing some new ones, and one of them is
yes.
the original Atari Star Wars arcade, which will have all three of those vector graphics games. In a cabinet, so like that is fucking awesome. Like
with that sweet ass fucking pilot or whatever.
Yeah, the flight stick. Like
yeah.
that. It's kind of like it's almost like a wheel, almost kind of. But
I'm sure that's how triggers the sit-down cabinet was. You
know, it was.
So, sit down in the arcade.
So there were two. There were two cabinets. There's one that was a cockpit that you could like sit in.
Yeah,
and it had that same controller, like that same.
Yeah,
and then there was also one for like you know the cheaper arcades that couldn't afford the whole cabinet that had just to stand up with the triggers and stuff. But that like I was like that's awesome. Like sounds like it'll be somewhere between like $300 and $500. But
which is crazy. They're usually two, by the way.
Yeah. And I wasn't sure, like, so I read one an article on it, and I wasn't sure if they were saying that was going to be 500 or they're releasing cocktail cabinets too.
So drink up, baby.
Dude, could you imagine a cocktail, like a Pac-Man cabinet or something?
That's one of the ones they're releasing is a cocktail Pac-Man cabinet with like eight different games on it. So I was like, that's pretty cool. I don't know where I would put that in my house.
I just remember that in the front of a pizza place when I was a kid. Like, I was just so obsessed. It was the only place that had that cabinet like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh my God, I would do anything to have that. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, so you know, they're really neat.
So besides the Star Wars, the other ones they announced were also interesting. Did you see the other ones?
No. I did hear what two TMNT cabinets.
TMNT Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and it has Turtles in Time.
Oh, and in the same cabinet, which makes sense. They normally have more than one game.
Yeah, I think it's just those two, but I mean, those are two really good ones. And then there's a Marvel cabinet that has like X-Men and shit. Like, you know, I don't know if, X-Men and some other shit.
Spider-Man on there, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. I just remember that being the big one from when I was a kid. Like that, it was like X-Men, Simpsons, and fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Those were the three big beat-em-ups for me, anyway.
Neat. Let me see. Shaq News has classic Marvel games. What are the games, though? Those are both slated to cost $300. Punisher,
which I guess is rare. I remember reading about that. Yeah, I guess like it's one that people like don't remember as well.
Marvel Superheroes and X-Men, so three different games on there. The Turtles one looks awesome with the four sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So
it looks so good, and you know, I'm not a huge fan of beat 'em ups, but like you know, you give me the right setting for that, like the you know. Give me the arcade cabinet with the sticks and you're playing with friends, like, fuck yeah, dude. It's amazing. It's so much fun.
And unlimited play.
Yeah, like, top of it, yeah. The thing is, I know if I started with this, I would start,
you'd look like...
And it would turn into an arcade.
Like, yeah,
I would end up spending over $1,000 easily, like, within a year.
Do you guys remember that show? I think it was from, like, the 80s. It was Silver Spoons. Is that what the kid had at like an arcade and
Cunningham or whatever? Yeah. I Cunningham, whatever. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's what I envision you if you started collecting these.
You know what? just to keep in mind, when you do get it, Chris, though, like you do need to buy like a booster thing to put them on.
Yeah, because they're a little bit smaller than
which they also sell. And it's just like, why do you not just
sell the full size cabinet? Yeah.
Yeah, just make it taller. Like, it's not gonna. Is it really costing you $40 extra to make it taller? Like each cabinet taller?
Or
it's just way to rip you off.
Or just make it taller and charge $40 more.
Or yeah, you have to. But I don't think it's not $40 worth of wood.
It's certainly not.
There's probably like some magic price line where if they cross that $40 exactly. more crosses over.
And it probably is that $299 is like the perfect. The price that somebody is willing to buy and build their own arcade cabinet, and then they get it home and go, shit, it's too small. And then they have to rush out, and like $40 doesn't sound that bad after you already spent $300.
You're pot committed at this point.
Like, that's exactly true.
But you know, even with that $40 on top and even on a $300 cabinet, like these things really are kind of a deal. You know what I mean? Like, you're basically getting the arcade experience for a fraction of what a real cabinet costs.
Oh, yeah. And, like, and it's all new material. So, like, I've looked into buying, like, a Ms. Pac-Man machine. And it's, like, it's, you know, a used one that, like, an original model, like, run you $400, $500, which isn't bad comparatively to these new things. But they run off of, like, CRT monitors. Parts for them are old and like nobody makes new stuff for them anymore. So if anything breaks, like you're screwed. So this is all new stuff. It's an LCD monitor. It has more than one game attached to it. It's really cool.
Yeah, and it gives you that feel. You have to put a little booster thing on it, but otherwise it feels like you're playing the cabinet pretty much.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, outside of that, nothing really wowed me.
For us.
Yeah, like that's what I'm most excited, and like that, it's fine. Look, we're gonna talk a lot about E3, and there's a lot to talk about, but It seems like a down year in terms of like new announcements for this year. It seems like everything's being saved for next year, which makes sense. You're going to have new hardware next year. There were a lot of delays, like lots of stuff was pushed that should have been this year to next year. And
it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's in some way, like you look at it and go good. Like, I'm glad these companies are starting to like Animal Crossing was delayed. And one of the reasons they say is, you know, they want to treat their team right and make sure that they're not rushing them. And, that's great. Like, I love it that that's something that, like, you know, these companies are finally starting to realize. But also the other side is, like, you guys announced and said it was coming this year, and like, we need to change the nature of that. Like, don't reveal stuff too early. Don't state stuff is coming and then kind of, like, yank it out at the end.
Or be more honest when you say something is coming. Like, yeah. Okay, in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years, like,
yes,
I think they, you know, I think they did intend to bring it this year. I really do. I just think just common practice, and you know, shit, games get delayed. It's just this one hurt to me. There's two things about this. Remember, like last year when everything got delayed to like early this year, it seemed like, and I just like I remember being like, yeah, well, fucking 2019 is gonna blow fucking 2018 away. Look at all these games that we're getting. It's like all those games are now delayed till 2020. Like, it feels like I got my Resident Evil 2, but other than that, it feels like a lot of shit's getting fucking blown.
Yeah, Metroid got pushed, and then Animal Crossing gets pushed, and we didn't hear anything about Bayonetta. So like, it's not saying there's stuff not coming, but there was like a lot more on the schedule for this year.
But that's the thing. Bayonetta was also supposed to be this year, and like, they haven't even officially announced it's delayed, and no one assumes it's coming anymore. Obviously, they had an Astral Chain game, which is like, you know, another game by them. So I'm just imagining, yeah, like, Bayonetta is definitely next year. But the thing that hurts the most, on top of all that really sucks. The thing that hurts the most to me is, like, I thought that Animal Crossing was, like, going to avoid this because, and you know, no offense to the developers or anything, but it's like they really do kind of copy and paste that series. So it's like, there's no way that's getting delayed. Like, I'm like, they'll come out, like, and that's a game you could add on to later if you wanted to. Like, you could add updates and that's cool, right? Like,
right.
But no, like, the game I was most looking forward to, like, nah, sorry, it's next year. I'm like, wow. And on top of it, I hate to say this, I like kind of think, like, I didn't see anyone else say this, I think the art style looks like shit. It looks like they ported the mobile game to me. I think that the GameCube game looks better.
Okay.
Sorry to say.
Maybe.
Did you think that looks cheap too, or am I crazy? It's never looked better like a graphical powerhouse, but it just looks like flat.
I do wonder if some of it is like, this is the first time we're seeing it on a big screen again since the GameCube, right?
So that game to me like had more texture to it.
It looks like this started as almost like another 3DS version, and then they just up-resed it a little bit. Like, it's not bad looking, but it's
to me it looked like that camp whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the one that was on the phone. Yeah. Let's cycle back to a game that is coming this year.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah, game.
One game. Because the EA kicked off E3 on Saturday, and they kicked it off with a weird event. EA Play was 3 hours long. They had half hour increments for 6 different games. And the one they kicked off with was Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And that game looks really good.
Yeah, so, Tony, did you get to see any of E3 yet?
I have seen absolutely nothing.
All right, so we get to report.
My conference, right. Like, I started working on Friday. I stopped working yesterday morning. And I spent most of today sleeping. So, here I am.
Okay. I'll give my opinion on this too. I think this is one of the top five games of the show, and like it doesn't look like a decent like licensed game, Tony. It looks like a full on awesome like adventure game, almost like something crafted by Nintendo, but it has the Star Wars license. Like it looks phenomenal, and it's like it doesn't look like something I would expect from what are they, Respawn?
Yeah.
You know, we've only really seen Titanfall out of them. You know what I mean? Like, this
which
is
both
like,
of the Titanfall games are awesome.
Yes. No, I mean, high quality, but like, these developers have only ever been known for first person shooters, and this is just something completely different. And it looks,
so I think it looks fantastic. I think that, like, so yeah, Respawn, when we think of Respawn, obviously, like, it's Titanfall, Apex, because that's all we've actually seen out of them. This is from a different team at Respawn, headed up by what's his name, Stig Atmundsen, who he was part of God of War 3. So like they got him from there, and so like you can see that lineage here though, like third person action, solid combat,
puzzles.
Yeah, there's some puzzles involved, like it. And then some added stuff that like definitely comes from like the Respawn. Like there was some like wall running and cool use of powers. Like it looks like the total package, like what we've wanted from a Star Wars game, what we've wanted really from like all games for a while. This looks like it has it all. So,
does that get you hyped, Tony?
What now?
Does that get you hyped?
I mean,
you excited now?
I'm slightly excited. I had forgotten that it was Respawn that did the game. Like, having played the last Star Wars game, it's kind of hard for me to be like, great EA Star Wars game. That's
right.
Great.
That's the thing, though. Like, it's like when I look at those Battlefront games, those just look like pretty, you know, like pretty games, but like kind of shallow or whatever. Like,
right. They look like awesome. It's like I'm surrounded by Star Wars, and then you play them, and you're like, okay, well,
these are
it's
dumbed
great
down
that I'm surrounded by Star Wars. But that's all that's here.
Yeah, they're like oversimplified Battlefield games. Like they're it's like Battlefield with a one weapon or two weapon rule set with a Star Wars skin over it. They play like, fine, they're fun, but they're not engaging. This looks like it's going to be something different.
The closest thing I could like kind of compare it to, and it's probably a bad comparison, but like it reminded me of something like Tomb Raider. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we were just like, wow, like, is this thing running on all cylinders and it's doing all sorts of different things? Like,
yeah, I would say Tomb Raider mixed with like The Force Unleashed.
Yeah, but hopefully, what if there's some space battles too? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
mix it up a little bit. Oh man, because they didn't show any of that, right? It was all like third person on foot type shit.
Yeah, it was all but, third person.
You know,
movie.
There's so much room to have some flight, you know, shit. You know,
it's interesting reading up on some of like them making this, and Disney wanted them to do like a smuggler story or something. Like, they didn't necessarily want them to do a Jedi story, something with lightsabers, and like they Respawn had to kind of like prove to them that, you know, no, this is what we really need to do. This is what we want to do. And ultimately they relented and gave it to them. So hopefully it turns out good.
It looks fantastic.
It is officially part of Star Wars canon. So
wait, it is?
Yes.
I don't care about that, but
that's hilarious.
One last little tidbit, like one little other thing I read about it, like that always, like, you know, anytime I see this, like gets me excited is, they said one of their like inspirations was Metroid Prime. I'm just like, yes, dude.
I mean, that's
anything like that. Like, oh my god, dude.
Which I mean, you could like look at something like, you know, Batman Arkham Asylum, like very much inspired by like Metroid Prime.
No, but if it's like,
but
that
not
at
necessarily,
all,
yeah. Like
if it's Batman, a Star Wars game like that. Oh my god,
right. Like, as long as they stay true to, like, the universe they're in, like, Batman very much did. Like, Batman didn't feel like a Metroid game. It just, you know, took the sensibilities from it and made something awesome using that formula. Like, I think that this could do the same thing.
Absolutely. Like, I would not, you know, When I say that, like what I'm thinking of is I'm hoping it's one big interconnected world where like you're, and I, it does seem like it might be like that where you get abilities and that allows you to access new shit. Like, oh man.
I am wondering because like they said that they're going to go to different planets, so
it might be chopped up like chopped up like that, where it's like it's explore, but it's chopped up into three different planets or whatever.
Right.
Like,
yeah. The one thing that just irked me a little bit is that like the trailer kicks off with like, you know, you should see this guy Cal, who's the Jedi, but they bring in Saw Gerrera from Rogue One,
mm-hmm.
and from like the cartoons and stuff. And it's like, I just wish, like, because it just means that like this guy is like tangentially connected to like Rogue One, which is like directly connected to A New Hope. It's like, it's such a big universe. Can't we just tell like some other story that doesn't have to tie into you know, people that we know from the Rebellion and the Empire? Like, it's the only kind of criticism I have of it, but I'm gonna play it. I'm really looking forward to it. So
I can't believe that I'm gonna say this, but yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, you know, to me, like, I like Star Wars, but like, I never look forward to the games usually. So
mm-hmm.
It looks great.
Then they showed Apex Legends, which didn't need to be a half hour long. They showed Battlefield 5, which didn't need to be a half hour long. Both those games are already out. Big news for Battlefield 5 is that, Tony, you'll enjoy this. Chapter 5 is going to bring the maps and stuff to the Pacific.
Ooh.
So,
oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, we'll get a United States and Japan on the, you know, as part of the fifth season of content.
That might be a reason to pick it up again. I have not been playing, but I mean, it was super fun.
Yeah, it's like I enjoy it. It's just, but
it's like you play those games for a while and you move on.
Yep,
it's kind of like, and they keep adding more content, but.
But going like something that's like a completely different theater of war could be
right.
Fun because that'll involve boats and, you know, it's, you know, island new, warfare,
new nations.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
it's not
cool.
Just city warfare. Or, you know, it'll be interesting. Showed Madden, FIFA, and The Sims 4.
Ooh, Madden! I didn't know that was coming out this year.
Yeah. Right. And they spent a half hour on it and brought out Juju Smith-Schuster. So
why?
I don't
of
know.
All people.
I guess he plays Madden.
Okay.
Or they paid him to say he plays Madden. I'm not sure.
I think a lot of those guys do play Madden, though, I feel like.
Yeah. So that was EA. Not much going on there.
Then again, you know, if you're you have your job all week, and then would you like to play a video game about your job to relax?
Go home and play yourself.
Ooh, look, Event Planner Simulator 2017. Great, awesome. Let's get in here.
Microsoft was Sunday afternoon. They showed a lot of stuff. I'm not sure if there's anything that was like super like notable though. Jeff, did anything jump out at you for Microsoft? No, what happened to Jeff?
Jeff died. Rest in peace, Jeff.
So like they showed a bunch of stuff. They showed Bleeding Edge, which is the new Ninja Theory game that kind of looks like Overwatch. So that was weird.
Oh, that's strange. That's not right. What I would have expected
from them at all. Right. A narrative like graphical powerhouse studio making a team based character shooter. But and that's what they wanted to make. Like, that doesn't sound like Microsoft pushing them towards it. This is something that they were trying to get greenlit and get a publisher for before Microsoft bought them. So I guess they revived it, and I don't know. It looks fine. I probably won't play it. Minecraft Dungeons was announced. That is it's basically Diablo. the food track.
Okay.
So
well,
four-player co-op dungeon crawling in the Minecraft universe.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, and it's going to be $20.
That price point could be fun.
And available on everything, too. Like, that game will release on PS4.
Oh, wow. But published by Microsoft, so it's probably on Game Pass.
Yes, so we'll get it regardless. But, like, everybody can play it. It'll be on Switch. It'll be on PS4, PC. Probably come to phones and shit at some point, too. So,
cross-platform?
Maybe. There was a Blair Witch game.
Talk about random as fuck.
I think Chris just disappeared too. Bye, Chris. Bye.
Chris, are we still here?
We're here. So there's a Blair Witch game? Explain.
Alright. I mean, we'll save a little bit of it for the podcast because we'll probably have to re-explain this. But yeah, like, it was like, I thought it was Outlast 3 or something. It was like some game with a dude wandering around in the woods with a camera, you know? And it didn't look like particularly good or anything.
Right.
Like, right at the end, it's just like Blair Witch. I'm like, this is for like me and three other people? Like, what is this? Like, super random, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ape is a three-person.
Oh, Chris is back.
Chris?
Were you talking this whole time, Chris? Because we couldn't hear you at all.
Oh, that's weird. I really.
On the call. I didn't even check to see if you were on the call.
Yeah, you couldn't hear me at all.
Not at all. You said so Blair weird. Witch and then Witch. Disappeared for like 3 minutes, and now you're back.
Oh, that's really weird. Yeah, so Jeff. What do you think of the Blair Witch?
Reveal. I was telling Tony, I'm like, it's like. It looked. I thought it was Outlast 3 because it was like someone looking through a camcorder type thing, right? And it didn't look particularly good or anything like that. And then it just said Blair Witch at the end. I'm just like, well, that was like that. It appeals to me because I love Blair Witch, but who the fuck is this for other than me and like three other people? You know, like,
I so honestly, weird. I thought it was like an Outlast game or something like that. Like at first, like, I didn't get the feeling that it was a. Some people were like, "Oh, it's a new Alan Wake game." Like, I didn't get that vibe at all.
I thought maybe Outlast. You know, it was something. I thought it was some established thing. I mean, I guess it is an established thing. It's Blair Witch, but it's like Blair Witch is a series that had a very huge hit in 1999, and two really bad sequels that no one cares about. And so it's 20 years old. And so what is this? Like, what are we doing here? And just like, I'll probably get it just because I'm a huge fan of the Blair Witch film. But like, again, it looked like shit to me. I don't know about you, but.
I mean, I don't know. It looked like one of those first person horror
games. Yeah, it's just like, it's too. Yeah, it could be fine, I guess. But like, a lot of those games are bad too, I think. So. Yeah.
I mean, if they release it at 20, $25. I'll bite.
They're gonna get me because of the license. But like, that's the thing that cracks me up. It's such a random. Like, I was like, I think my tweet was like, "What the fuck?" Like, that was it. It's just like, what just happened?
Was that Blair Witch movie last year or the year before?
It was 2016.
Oh wow! So 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It almost makes more sense to have like you know released it somewhere back then.
I don't know. And I think fell flat on its face. Like, I think it was a total, like, disappointment. Commercially, critically, fan-wise, like, and then 3 years later, they're going to make a game? I don't, whatever, dude, it's cool. The Blair Witch fucking lives on. Cool.
I'll buy it. They showed Cyberpunk 2077, brought out Keanu Reeves.
That's a fun
one. Yeah, moment. Keanu!
That was a weird
thing.
We'll
follow you, Keanu, wherever you go, whatever you do.
I don't know. That game looks okay. Like visually, it looks amazing.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure why it needs to be first person, but
I am more interested in it than I ever was in Witcher. So
okay, I mean, that. I enjoy the setting.
Yeah,
I think more, but.
No, I actually am not a fan of Blade Runner, but I dig that aesthetic and shit. So it's like,
right.
If it's cool, I do see. I've seen some like backlash that's gotten politically, but I'm like, I don't know enough to like comment on that. But
yeah, they.
But
I'll keep a closer eye on it. But they don't seem like they're maybe the best company.
I don't know.
The fact that they work their employees to death and then don't care about like trans rights or, you know, people of other races, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's some of the stuff that I've seen out there. It's just like, but I just don't, you know, I don't know enough to comment on that. You know what I mean? But all I can say is like I noticed a shift like from like a couple years ago, everyone was like really into that company, and like I remember buying Witcher 3, I think it was, and there was like a note in there from the company about how hard they worked on the game. It just felt like this was like this cool company that made great games, and they really cared, and they took time, and now you're starting to hear like all these things. That
yeah, it's like so the Witcher 3 came out what 4 years ago now? Has it been that long?
Yeah,
it's been
maybe.
A while, yeah.
And like all of those work practice things have come to the forefront since then. So I think they kind of missed like the razor's edge of that, and now it's coming back.
Yeah.
Like there's I don't want to say it's revisionist history. It's more like we're now looking at what you were actually doing, and maybe it wasn't as awesome as we thought it was.
True. And I mean, the thing that like I think should be obvious by this point is that it's not like something that's exclusive to any studio or a couple
right,
of studios.
Right.
Like it's an industry-wide thing. So like, to me, it's just suddenly like, well, what am I going to do? Not just play games to protest out there. Just like every industry kind of sucks like that. Like everyone's getting fucked over. Like, but yeah, it is weird. Just. Going from one, like in my mind, they were one of those companies that were like really cool, and now it's just like, well, there's problems, and some of this, like the political stuff in this new game, like I just haven't read enough about it, and I just don't know, but like,
yeah, I'm gonna keep an eye on it. Like the game looks cool, but. Also, we'll see how I feel about it
right.
by April.
The game also it looks cool. It doesn't look so cool that I can't live without it.
Right.
So, and, like, and if we get more and more of these stories, maybe
and it comes out at a time when there's so much other stuff. Like a lot of stuff was delayed to like March and April of next year. So, hey, maybe I don't get it right away or play it right away.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how good it is, and also like. I mean, I dig, like, I'm thinking of, like, Deus Ex. Like, this is kind of going to fill that spot because that series is dead now. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So, anyways.
Let's see. Battletoads was shown.
Looks bad.
You think it looks bad?
Yeah.
It looks like a cartoon.
Battletoads.
Yeah, it looks like Battletoads. Like, I mean.
I don't have any like nostalgia for Battletoads. Like,
no, I played one of those games. It was really hard, and I didn't finish it. And
that was it.
That was it. That's my story. That's all I got.
That's my relationship with it.
Yeah, I played it on the NES, and it was like impossible. The arcade version is like a little cooler and better, I'd say. But like,
that's the one that's on the Rare Collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's okay.
I might have both. I don't remember, but it does have the arcade version, and that was kind of fun to play through, but like there would be no way to do that. Like you would need like rolls of quarters, so, like, you know what I mean? And yeah, I just thought that new one just looks like, I mean, it's the same thing basically, but with like a cheap ass new art style. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks like modern day cartoons, like, which are not always.
I don't really like the art style. Some new characters,
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, I don't know about you, dude. I've never played the series, so I have no idea. But like, that looked really compelling to me. Like, I was like, I'm gonna buy that.
That looks like a super chill game that I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Like that I'm
super
going
chill.
If I can ever get the plane off the ground.
Like it's super super chill, but also you have to like really think. Like you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like a slow paced game, but like all right, you probably have to think about the whole dashboard you got there or whatever they call it. Like you know. You guys ever play these games before? Because I know they've been around forever, you know.
I have like touched Flight Simulator in the past, with like an actual flight stick and throttle and stuff.
Wow.
But never like I never owned Flight Simulator. I just played it like elsewhere. So.
All right, Tony.
I have never ever played one of these games. I
Me
think I've
neither.
owned one of them before, but I've never actually, you know,
I'd say
touched it.
Check out the trailer for it. It's like a teaser trailer. It's like maybe like a minute long, I think. But like, dude, like it got me like it had atmosphere. Like you know, like the atmosphere of you sitting in the cockpit of you landing on a fucking tarmac in the middle of the night or some shit. Like it had like it felt like you're out exploring. I don't know, Chris. Like back me up on this. I really
it
kinda,
did.
Like,
yeah.
Like I was like, damn, dude. Like it, and like just like you said, like the same thing I thought. I'm like, it looks like a chill ass game. Like.
And just
like,
visually
oh,
stunning too.
Like you plot a flight, you do the flight. It's beautiful. That's it. Like I like the idea of that, you know. So, but I'm just like scared that it's gonna be daunting at first. But I think I'm gonna get it. Because it's on Xbox as well, right? Not just PC.
I believe so. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition again.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, again.
So, why do we need it again? I don't understand.
They added a new campaign.
Okay.
So well, there's that, great. I guess.
Are you in then, Tony?
No, not really. No.
I mean, it's a good game, but I think I already own it like 3 times.
Right. I've played it before, and those games, you know, they're good, but they don't really hold up against other more modern games.
Right.
So, and the definitive editions have done very little to upgrade the actual gameplay.
I think this looked pretty slick, though, to me. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
I mean,
well, I mean, you are crazy, but for other reasons.
I
don't know. I
played that in college, and like, oh yeah, I remember that game. But it looked like it was running really nice, anyways.
Oh yeah, it runs really well, and like it definitely looks like they you know up-res the graphics and.
But you've probably already gotten that already.
Wait, that there's already an HD version that released like, you know, like 3 or 4 years ago.
Hilarious.
I mean, the thing about this game is it's very much in that, you know, mid-90s RTS style where it's like, you know, you gather gold, you gather wood, you gather food, and then those are your resources to like build up your town and your city and your army. To then go and invade like another area of the map and that's how you win. You just destroy everything.
Right.
And I think like the campaigns are a little bit deeper than that. Like they have like a little bit more going on, but most of the time, like these RTS games like that, just kind of build the biggest army you can, you know, go across the map, destroy your enemy.
Yeah.
So
not a whole lot of depth there.
No,
you know, like diplomacy or like.
Right.
But like in newer games, you could do other things, or are you just saying that's how like the genre is?
Well, like that specific style, like it's very much the StarCraft model of kind of play. Like there are other RTS games that aren't necessarily that.
Like there's other solutions to it.
Yeah, but there's also like, you know, Civilization doesn't play like that. Like there's different. Like you still build up an army, you still build up a town, and
you're
building up your nation.
Other things,
right? Like you're focusing on like, you know, culture, or like you can be a warmonger, but it's not the only thing that game.
I couldn't figure out that fucking game.
I feel bad about you, Jeff. Wait,
well,
no, that's not
like,
what I was going to say.
Like, start a new game, or you know. I get it, but the tutorial is like literally like hours long. It feels like it's just like
it's like 10 minutes, but
no.
For Jeff, it lasted hours.
Yeah. Pause. Yeah.
They announced that they bought Double Fine.
Oh, I missed that. Wow, That's interesting.
You know that?
No. So I know nothing, Jeff. I've spent the last week in a hole.
This is always so fun, like, hearing, because, like, we always get to hear your, like, naked reaction there. Like, you just, like, stay away from Twitter and everything, huh?
That's, well, I literally have zero time to look at it, so.
Awesome. So cool. Yeah, they want the, I personally don't, like, I am, I don't, I think Tim Schafer's kind of overrated, but, whatever, I mean, it's cool. I'm happy that Microsoft is buying every studio ever. I feel like I'm in the right boat with them.
I feel like Double Fine does some cool games that other people don't
They're
do.
They're cool. Though. They're cool. Like, I feel like Psychonauts, like, I always, like, I want to like that game. Like, it seems like something I would love, but when I play it, I was just like.
My son is obsessed with Costume Quest. Loves that game.
Yeah, there are little stuff that they've done over the last, like, you know, 5-10 years has been maybe not their big stuff.
Right.
Like, I guess their last really big game was what that
the Jack Black game.
Yeah.
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend. There
that
you
was
go.
Pretty neat. That was pretty neat, actually. I think I got a little underrated.
I think so too. That game was a lot of fun to play through.
But like, how was Costume Quest? Did you play that, Chris?
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a it's like a simplified kind of, you know, almost JRPG style.
Paper Mario-ish a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah. It's really short, but it's fun.
That's cool because I know I own one of them because it was, you know, it was
Well,
free.
Costume Quest 2 was free.
Oh, yeah. So is that one good?
But if they own the studio now, I'm guessing Costume Quest will come to Game Pass pretty soon. It's backwards compatible.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the second one good, though?
Yeah, no, it totally is.
Should I play it around Halloween this year? Should I do this?
Yeah,
sure.
You guys say short, like what is short? Like 5 hours?
The game is like between 5 and 6 hours.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like a mini RPG.
That's awesome, dude. I played like one of them for like 20 minutes. I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. And then I was just like, all right, I'm not going to invest the time in this.
Right, those JRPGs are always so long. Yeah. They're too long, and this is like the perfect size.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
So I guess Psychonauts 2 will be Xbox exclusive. Like, I don't know. They bought the publishing rights from Starbreeze for it because Starbreeze had Double Fine had already signed with them to publish, but Starbreeze is going through some financial trouble, and Microsoft bought the publishing rights back for Psychonauts 2, and they now own Double Fine, so that'll be interesting. Phantasy Star Online 2 was announced. That game is like 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's coming next year. But that's cool, because like I really liked the first PSO that I played on the Dreamcast. and I think it's coming free to play, so that'll be interesting. Gears 5 got a weird story trailer. I wish they would have shown some of the gameplay, because
I hear that trailer was good. I thought that was terrible.
The trailer with Kate and all like the different things going on. Like, I was not a fan.
Lady staring at a camera talking.
Yeah,
it sucked ass.
Which sucks, because like I think that the what they're going for with her is interesting. They're bringing back Mira, and who was the big bad in Gears 3. She's related to the Horde somehow, and it'll be interesting to see where that story goes. But they did reveal this new game mode called Escape, which is a 3-person co-op.
Looks like Horde on the Run or some shit.
Yeah, like you set a bomb and then you're moving through the map and trying to get out as fast as you can.
Looks fun.
Like they do a great job with co-op multiplayer.
They did like a full trailer for that, like a 2.5-minute trailer just showing off that mode. And it looked fun. Like, it sold me on that mode, kind of.
Yeah.
Just since I get to play this for free.
Yeah, like if you have Game Pass.
Yeah. I have not bought this one, and I'm like, I kept thinking that, and I always have to remind myself, you get to play it, dude. Like,
yeah, and early too, because you have Game Pass.
Game Pass.
Oh, I didn't know it was earlier.
Yeah. So the anybody that has Game Pass gets the ultimate version of the game, and the ultimate version is available 4 days early. I'm not really a fan of that, like
No.
get the bigger version, get to play early, but I am not going to complain that I get to play that game 4 days early. So,
For free. 4 days
yeah.
early. Well, not for free, but for the price
Right.
of Game Pass.
With your Game Pass subscription, which, mind you should upgrade if you have not already, because Game Pass Ultimate is $1 and it is Xbox Live and Game Pass combined. And they'll kind of like prorate everything. I don't have to pay for Game Pass or Live until May of next year.
My God.
Yeah, I'm a
So.
little confused by that because as far as I understood, like the way I read it like a month ago, it was like it's gonna be the same price, and I think it'll kind of automatically like enroll you in the combined thing if you have both,
No,
but
you
then
have
the
to
same
opt into
price,
it.
you have to opt into
You
it.
have to opt into because once it expires, it does go to like Game Pass was monthly. You had to pay for that monthly. And Live was that you could get a yearly subscription. You didn't have to do yearly, but you had to get a yearly subscription
So,
to Live.
were you able to do that through your Xbox, or did you do it on the website?
I think I did it right on the website, but you might be able to do it right through.
Imagine maybe you could do it through Xbox, but.
Yeah. There was definitely something on my dashboard tonight that said Game Pass Ultimate for $1.
Yeah, I'm
So
looking at it right now. Upgrade and save for a dollar.
yeah. And I guess it probably like depends on when your Live subscription expires and but I will take not having to pay until May.
The only thing that concerns me is this whole Ultimate thing is not listed on the Xbox Live Rewards dashboard yet.
Rewards yet, yeah.
So I don't want to upgrade until I'm like confirmed I can still get everything for free.
Right. That's fair. The other side of that is that it also, and this doesn't matter to Jeff because he doesn't play PC games, but Game Pass Ultimate does include Game Pass PC as well. Whereas if you don't have Game Pass Ultimate, it is they're separate subscriptions.
I just feel like it's shitty for people that are already paying both for them not just automatically like make it like that and just send you a message saying this is what it is now.
Well, I don't think there's a
You're not
yearly,
out.
I don't know if there was a yearly subscription option for Game Pass. And there might not be one for Ultimate, which might be why they're not automatically upgrading you if you have both.
Ultimate monthly?
I it will be like
Yeah,
after
he's
your
15 per month.
yeah.
That's weird. You can just pay it like
And who
month
knows?
by
It,
year, like renewing year,
you know, it was like Tony said, maybe they'll add it to the rewards thing and you'll be able to get like 3 month or 6 month or 12 month kind of subs for it. So
Yeah, with like a little bit of a discount maybe or something,
yeah.
that'd be cool. Like, yeah, I guess I'll have to look into that because I'm doing both right now.
Yeah. Well, I will say the PC games right now they have on the thing, not that appealing. Like there's a bunch of games I wouldn't play on PC anyway, and then all the PC games I have already that I would
Right.
play.
Yeah, it'll take
Well,
some time for him to like get some games you don't have yet, Tony.
will say one thing as well about Game Pass. They added a game this like one of the new games that came out this week was added to Game Pass. It's called Riverbond. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet.
It's like so if you're looking forward to that Minecraft Diablo type game that got announced, like this is that. It looks like 3D Dot Game Heroes, but it's like a
But
Diablo.
Diablo, nice.
And it's very cute and adorable, and it's divided into like six like dungeons that you kind of go down in, like there's like six floors or whatever. And I played through like the first three, I think, in one sitting. I really loved it. Like, I don't know how I'd feel if it was like a $30 game, but for free, awesome, awesome game. I was having fun with it.
Nice.
So yeah, Riverbound is fun.
I have that downloaded. I'll play some of that. Let's see. New Elite controller. I don't know how much those cost. what were they, like $150, $200?
Yeah. Did they announce a price point? I didn't.
No, they just announced there's a new one coming. Did they announce price point for it?
I thought they did, yeah. But okay.
I missed it.
Something like that. It's expensive. Because I think it's like $180 or something, like $179.99. Like, holy
so shit. More than the previous one?
All I know is, like, even if it was $250, it's like, that's way too much, dude. Does the system come inside the controller? Because, like, then okay, we're good.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks really cool, but yeah, I can buy a controller for $55, $60 bucks.
Right, it's really hard to spend that much on one controller.
Forza Horizon got a new expansion. I think that dropped that day.
Oh wow!
The Lego,
is this a Lego one?
Yeah, the Lego Speed Champions, which I like that they're doing this. That they're like, because they did the Hot Wheels for 3,
mm-hmm.
and now they're doing the Lego thing for this. Like, that's really awesome. And I think you get it for free with Game Pass. Thought that's what they said.
I'd be very surprised if that's true.
So I thought that's like when they announced that it was out today, I could have sworn that the guy also said, and it's included if you have game, like they kept driving Game Pass home. So
I know they did that, but if that is true, then I should be playing it.
You should be.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I was talking with somebody literally like tonight before we recorded. Like, I was at a friend's house, and I was talking with someone who just got an Xbox and he was playing Forza Horizon 4. And I told him, like, hey, man, did you see that fucking, you know, that come out with some Lego shit for that? He's like, yeah, that came out today. He's like, I didn't buy that. And then he said there was another DLC that he didn't buy yet. So I don't know. You know, maybe like he just didn't know it was free or whatever. I literally was talking with someone who was playing this game tonight. I was like, yeah, I didn't get that yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. And then they showed Halo Infinite, but it was just a story trailer. Well, I guess they announced Project Scarlet, which is the next Xbox project.
And it's a launch game.
Scarlet. So it's a launch game for the next system?
Yeah.
All right, I'm disappointed.
I feel like I was expected it by this point. Don't you?
Yeah, like, I suppose.
Bit, like, but, like, here's the thing. Like, what's disappointing to me is that it wasn't, like, a badass trailer that showed some gameplay. It sucked. Like, there was no gameplay, right, Chris?
No, it was just a cinematic trailer.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
Damn, give a story some. Trailer for Halo. Halo has a story? What?
I know people love... There's people that love the story, but it's just like...
Those people are really dumb. Chris, you don't love the story, do you?
I mean, it's fine.
It's fine. It's like a workable FPS story. Like, you don't play Halo for the story.
I feel like they could have... I don't know, Chris, don't you think they could have built way better hype out of a better trailer for this? But just like... It just doesn't have to be a cinematic bullshit. Show some stuff that like...
When there was no action. Like, it was...
Yeah, show some of the stuff you'll be playing in the game. Like, show some of the modes. Where, like, I would have done, like, I get it, it's maybe a year out, and, like, you don't have a ton yet, but, like, you could put together 2.5 minutes of awesome shit.
Sorry. Makes me sad. And, I mean, but they always kind of only show, like, when they're teasing it, they only show
Trevor
shit. And,
but it's like, they already teased it years ago, you know?
Yeah, which... had no, like this is straight from that, like what they showed previously was just like, hey, we're working on new Halo. Like, do you remember when they showed Halo 5, like the first cinematic trailer for that? It was like Chief walking through the desert with like some shit. Like, that's not in the game. Like, that, none of that was real. Like, this looks like it's direct from the game, though. Like, this might be the opening cinematic. In fact, like, when they power up Chief again, it almost feels like that scene, the opening scene of Halo, where you're kind of getting the like, oh, move your head to the left, move your head to the right. Like, yeah, it almost seemed like they cut that piece out and just kind of flushed it a little bit, but it was interesting. But nothing that's like, oh my god, this is going to be amazing.
Don't you wish you got like at least a fucking like a trailer with some gameplay? if you're not gonna get a gameplay demo, at least give me that, like, just a snippet in the trailer. Come on, I hate it.
What they showed of, they didn't show anything of Project Star, but everything they said kind of like lines up with, what PlayStation has shown or said about their system. SSD included, four times faster processor. So it's going to be beefier system. I don't know.
Give me the beef.
They said a bunch of buzzwords like ray tracing, and there's like next gen ray tracing, right?
What is ray tracing? I honestly have no idea.
It's like a lighting solution, I believe.
God. Volumetric god rays, or
it's something like that, right? I don't know.
I know those buzzwords. It's like, dude, if you are not a designer, you don't know anything about what the people are talking about. Like,
yeah. I mean, which is fine. Like, just like really, all you had to do was like, "Hey, we have a new system coming out. It has an SSD. It's gonna play shit it's real
prettier.
Fast."
Amazing.
Yeah, it's like it's gonna be awesome. That's all they had to say, and that's basically all they did say. It's just they did it in a 3-minute video that was gobbledygook with tech nonsense. So, yeah. So that was Microsoft. It was fine. I wasn't blown away by anything, but
I give Microsoft show of the show.
Okay,
show of the show. Oh no,
I would give them a B, like a B, like just a solid.
Yeah,
B.
I think when I was like in the old IGN blogs Discord, and then in the my IGN blogs Discord, talking with people and like. I gave it a 3 out of 5. It was fine.
But like to me, that was like the high watermark of the whole. Like,
yeah.
Well, just because Chris gave him a 3 out of 5 doesn't mean that the other ones exceeded.
Oh, no, no. They died.
3 out of 5, but the other ones were like really bad. Like, I think, I said Square was good and Nintendo was kind of good, but like Nintendo had like really big disappointments we'll get to eventually, but. Yeah, for me, Microsoft was the one, like, when I walked away from that conference, I was, like, happy about, like, what they showed me. I was like, yeah, they did a pretty good job. Like, I would like to see more Halo, but otherwise, pretty cool, right? You know?
Yeah, it was fine. It was, like, that's, yeah. I mean, they showed a lot of games. There's a lot of stuff I want to play.
You know, there's little things in there, like, if you want a platform game, there's Ori. Like, there's stuff in there. Like, there's a lot in there.
Yeah, there were games. This is something that I think they did a really good job of, and it's something that you could call them out on in previous years. There were games for everybody this time around. Like,
and it moved fast. So, like,
all types of gamers. There were puzzle games, there were narrative based games, there were adventure games, there were action games, there were shooters, there were racing games, like everything that you want to play. They showed something of, maybe not in the best, presentation wise, but they had the games.
They have a fucking Fallout style, RPG coming out from Obsidian. Like,
right.
Did they give a release date for that, by the way?
It's this year. I know that
they've said this year. I never
August.
Is it really that soon? Really?
Think so.
If that's that'd be awesome.
No, October 25th.
Okay, well that's a fall game. There we go.
You know what's cool about that is I'm taking the week after that off. Like so, like it's like October 28th through whatever is my vacation. I'm not doing jack shit.
You'd be able to play it,
but playing that game probably.
Bethesda was that night. They showed some Fallout 76 and said they're bringing human NPCs to it.
Yeah.
I guess maybe in a year from now, maybe that game will be playable.
Well, I think they had some of the stuff going on in like a beta that you could do right now. So like if you want to play it right now, you get to do like some of this cool shit.
That would require me to have Fallout 76.
I think it's free.
Okay.
Right now, too, for like the next week to like the 17th or something. I don't know. I own that game, and I played about 15 minutes. Like, I made my character, and I walked out and said, oh.
Your character looked around and said, this is not a world I want to be in.
Sucks. Yeah.
There's nothing in this world.
But, like, I'm perfectly primed to, like, you know, I could go check it out, like, if you guys wanted to or something, or, like, just, you know, during this trial period, just for me to check it out. But once again, still, like, I spent $60 on this game, and all I did was pay to make my character go, this sucks. But, like, you know, it sounds like maybe they'll get there someday, and I guess I'll own it, whether they make it free to play or not.
Yeah, and maybe at some point they'll make it good.
Maybe. I mean, I like Fallout. You know, make it good. It could be fun.
They announced Arcane's next game.
That's right.
Deathloop. Which is it? Like, the trailer is really cool. It just looked like it was CG trailer, but you play as like these two assassins, and it, like there's a time element to it, and there's also like powers like Dishonored had, and it's. The game looks kind of like nutso. Like, the trailer is really stylized and has like this 70s vibe to it. But it looks like you die, and like, I don't know, what was that Tom Cruise movie that
Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah, it seems like
whatever,
right?
For it.
Die again, or whatever.
Yeah, something like
basically, that's what this is. Days,
yeah.
It's kind of like what this seems like. Like, you die, and like you can then. You go back and you redo it in a different way. So it looks pretty cool. I'm interested to see more of it.
What game was that? What was the name of it?
Deathloop.
Oh, yeah.
They showed more Doom. That game looks fun.
That game looks really good. I mean, it looks like Doom. But,
yeah. With a little more, there's a little more to it this time. There's still a platforming element almost. Not that there wasn't like some platforming stuff in the original Doom, but this has like there looks like a little tether type thing, and so it looks interesting. They announced the next game from Tango, which is Dirty Evil Within Studio. It's called Ghostwire Tokyo. It was just a CG trailer though, so who knows what that is. I liked Evil Within. I don't think you liked it, did you, Jeff?
I love it. Everyone kind of fell in love with. I think this is the one with the developer everyone like fell in love with. She didn't like, you know.
Yes.
Much. Like, it wasn't like. This is like whatever. The game was like intriguing though. I could see it being my jam if good. You know.
Yeah, it's the you know it's it has that Resident Evil lineage to it. So. More Wolfenstein Youngblood was shown. That looks fun.
I'm gonna get it because it's also like a couple days before I go on vacation again once again, like at the end of July.
Yeah.
So, fuck yes.
But that was about it from Bethesda. Like, there wasn't a whole lot going on there. No Elder Scrolls 6, which I don't think we were expecting to see. No Starfield.
It was like very slow too for like the first half of it. It was like a lot of time spent on like mobile bullshit. It was like, guess what, guys? Remember Blades, like that Elder Scrolls thing? Get out of your phone right now. Also, it's coming to Switch. It was like, all right, dude, that's cool, but like, really doing a conference to show me fucking mobile games and shit, like,
right?
Like, that's really what the first half felt like. So I thought that was a pretty bad conference.
Yikes. They didn't have a lot to show.
I'd give it like a C minus, dude. Like, yeah, you had two games that I knew you were gonna show that I knew I was gonna like. You know, like that's kind of it. Like, it was a waste of time. Like, you could have just shown a trailer in Microsoft or whoever's conference. Like, that was it. Like,
I thought they were like a 2 out of 5. I mean, I'm glad it was only an hour. Let's put
it
that way.
I guess.
But it was short.
They knew they'd go short because, yeah.
And Ubisoft was the next day. There was like a PC game show. I don't think anybody watched that though.
No, and I did not watch Devolver either. Even though I love Devolver shit, I just didn't watch them.
But Ubisoft was Monday afternoon. They officially revealed Watch Dogs Legion,
Yeah.
which looks pretty cool.
More Watch Dogs.
Neat.
Yes.
You can recruit any of the NPCs, it looks like. So,
Old ladies.
yeah, they've been there's a pretty cool kind of clip trailer of this grandma assassin named Helen, and she walks like an old lady. She kind of moves like
Like
an
a
old lady.
walker and
It's
shit.
hysterical. So
Starts
it's,
doing crimes.
yeah, that game looks like it could be a lot of fun.
The last one was a lot of fun too, so. But yeah, that looks great.
They announced I'm trying to think of like how to explain this. It's like people said it's kind of like Rocket League, but it's also like roller derby. It's like roller derby
Oh, that was
soccer
weird.
basketball.
Yeah.
And it looks like a ton of fun. Like it's on like this futuristic roller rink where you carry around like a basketball type thing and try and get it into a goal that's on the side. I guess it's 3-on-3 and you play with other people, but looks like it could be a lot of fun. Like stylistically, it looks good. It looks fast. And I like Rocket League, so I could get behind that game.
Yeah.
Great. They showed off, I guess they ended the show with a new game from the Assassin's Creed team, the team that did Odyssey, called Gods and Monsters, which is like this super bright, colorful, like almost Zelda-ish looking game.
Interesting.
They didn't give a lot of detail to it, but you play as like this young Greek god that will go and fight like cool mythological monsters. So that could be
That'd be
cool.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked Odyssey. That was a cool game. More Division 2 DLC, new Rainbow Six game called Quarantine. Also looks like it's just co-op multiplayer though, so not a narrative-based Rainbow Six game. They announced their subscription service, which is only PC. So, but I guess if you get that, you get it's $15 a month, and you get access to all of their releases that they have throughout the year. So, if you want to play Ubisoft games on the PC, that's probably a good deal.
Sure.
And then they gave Jeff his Sam Fisher.
Did they?
Yeah,
I remember
and
seeing him for like a half second in something else. I was
he's in a new
not.
mobile game called Elite Squad.
What Jeff always wanted.
Yeah.
Let's see. Elite Squad is described as a military mobile RPG based on the lore of Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell, The Division, and Rainbow Six. It will feature
So
real-time shooting battles and multiplayer PvP battles. So it's everything Jeff wanted out of a
you know
Sam
what I
Fisher.
love? You know what like blows my mind is like Splinter Cell is like a pretty iconic fucking series, right? And then all these other Tom Clancy like fucking Me Too fucking bullshit. Like it was like Ghost Recon, fucking Division, whatever the fuck else. It's like all these things that sound exactly the same and seem exactly the
To
same.
be fair, Ghost Recon and
Rainbow
Rainbow Six were
Six.
first. Ghost Recon and Rainbow Six were before Splinter Cell, so.
I'm just saying though, like Splinter Cell like felt like it had a bigger impact when it came out, or like whatever, like it has like characters, it has Sam Fisher, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, like Rainbow Six
mascot and
and
like
Ghost Recon were completely different games from what they've become now. Like Rainbow Six was a like while you did do like the first person shooting aspect of it was a planning. Like you would plan out your
mostly
incursion
planning.
on the map, and you would pick your squad, and it was almost like a strategy game in a way.
Yeah.
And
It just
Ghost
feels
Recon was more of a
because
realistic shooter.
It feels like, I mean, I forgive me if I'm wrong because I have not played a lot of these, but like it feels like they're all kind of becoming like this homogenous thing. But then you also wiped out Splinter Cell completely, which is the one I was getting into. Like,
which is the only one that has like an actual story anybody cares about because like it has an actual like, character.
Yeah, it has a character, like a mascot, etc. Sam Fisher, you know. And yeah, I just really dug the last two games that they made. Like they finally made that like accessible, I think, to people that are not super into stealth. You know what I mean? Like it's like I think the stealth genre as a whole has kind of like softened its sharp edges a little bit and like made it more accessible as a whole. But like, yeah, I feel like the last Splinter Cell was really fun. I feel like is a big franchise for them. They're just like, here's more Ghost Recon. Here's, you know,
I
Rainbow
guess
Six. No one cares about Rainbow Six anymore, man. It could be fucking Sam Fisher.
Except lots of people care about Rainbow Six, Jeff. It's one of the biggest multiplayer games going right
That's
now.
That's right. People love that game. They adore it.
Really? People still play that? Like, fucking
Siege.
They
yeah.
more play it really? Now than played it at launch.
Yeah. Siege really? Is a huge game.
Yeah.
So do people play the other ones? Do people play like Ghost Recon or do they play?
I assume they played Wildlands. Like, I mean, that game had to have done well if they're doing a, you know, Breakpoint or whatever it is and following, like, you know, Breakpoint's villain is like a is somebody that was in what Wildlands, right? Like it was a guy that was in the Wildlands DLC, so. I assume somebody played it.
Somebody played. What about like you still play Division 2 at all? You bought it, didn't you?
I did not buy the Division 2.
Oh. Let's all get it together.
I mean, why don't we just play the Division? I had never finished that one.
Is that free?
It's on Game Pass, I think.
All right.
It's like free.
There we go.
Free's the price that we all want to pay.
Yeah, I don't know, Jeff. I just wonder if, you know, Ghost Recon, the Division, they play into kind of like the open world aspect that Ubisoft's teams are working on right now. And I do wonder if, like, maybe Splinter Cell just doesn't do that.
But here's the thing. Could you imagine, like, if you've played some of the Hitman levels, like, where it's like this open city kind of level, like,
yeah.
So not a huge open world. But oh my god, dude! Like they could do so many. Like if you got ambitions with that franchise, Splinter Cell could be so amazing, dude. Like I hope they're cooking up. I hope you know they're working on something.
I don't disagree, Jeff. And it's like the same thing that I would say about like Prince of Persia. Like, you could give us a Prince of Persia.
What?
They could give us a Prince of Persia game. Like it's
well, that would be great, but I think that like Splinter Cell has a way, way stronger chance of coming back than
oh, I'm sure. We haven't had like there was two Splinter Cells that came after the last Prince of Persia game. So
and I think
way know, better chance.
I wouldn't write off Prince of Persia because like I feel like
I'm writing it off. Goodbye, Prince of Persia.
No, because hear me out on this. As Assassin's Creed, like it's great. Like Assassin's Creed is amazing now. But, like, say it starts to stagnate a little bit, then they go, do Prince of Persia. We'll do the same bullshit, but...
Well, I'm sure at some point they'll, you know...
Yeah, like, that would create a little excitement. I don't know. I
mean, I'm sure at some point, you know, they will find a way to bring it back. It's just, it's not necessary for them right now, so it's not a concern.
Assassin's Creed, anyways, has gotten, like, I can honestly admit, it's gotten amazing. Like, I think the last two games are amazing. So
they are. Guess what, Joe?
Really
I mean, some of the games before that also were amazing.
No, that's not true. But
No Beyond Good and Evil 2, though. No Rabbids and Mario.
Yeah, I thought that would be. I thought like I was thought for sure almost they would be announced. But
it's been 2 years since that one came out.
You know? And it was a huge hit. It was an awesome game. Like I would totally buy another. Like
That Just Dance 2019 though.
Of course.
On the Wii,
right? the new Just Dance games work on, like, so if you buy it for a Switch, is it just like you just dance to the TV, like you're not actually playing anything?
I mean,
How does it work?
I don't know. I've only played Just Dance once, and that's kind of how I felt playing it anyway.
Right? It's like
It's like,
probably just literally like it's just a video and you're pretending you're doing shit.
right. I played that alongside Dance Central. It was like one of these feels like I'm actually trying to like do
Playing a
the
game,
move,
yeah.
and the other one is just like I'm just waving my arms and shit. So I don't know, but
Wonder,
that game is still supporting the Wii.
like, if you buy Just Dance for like that comes out for like Xbox, right? Like, how does that work?
I don't
If you
know.
don't have to connect, like, how do you play that? The
Yeah.
fuck?
And it's gonna be on Stadia. It's like,
Which is just a controller, right? Like.
yeah, that's it. I have no idea. It's an interesting question.
So
Who
I don't
gets
know
a
if you guys
billion dollars?
care, but the Toronto Raptors just won the NBA championship.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Congrats, Justin.
Go Canada.
I'm just happy that Golden State did not win again.
They did not win, although it was kind of sad to see Kevin Durant fall down into a pile of nothing. And apparently Klay Thompson did something tonight to his knee.
Oh, I mean, I certainly don't want guys getting hurt,
Oh, sometimes I do.
but I am okay with them losing. Sorry that those guys got hurt, though. I hope they improve.
It's hard to root for them when they've won so many in a row.
Yeah, it's just, I
How,
mean, you know, like
I have no
it's
idea
coming
what you're.
from.
I've never felt anything like this towards any team that I would root for. I
Now you know what so many people feel about your Patriots, but
How did you guys feel about the whole, like, I saw people like saying like that Toronto fans cheered when Kevin Durant got hurt
yeah,
at
that's
the thing.
shitty.
But here's my thing. All right, dude. If I was at a
You
game,
cheered, you did, didn't you? God damn it, Jeff.
no, I didn't watch any of that. But like, if I was at, let's say I was at a game and it was the Bears and the Packers and Aaron Rodgers got fucking laid out, I would cheer. But then if I found out he was injured after that, then I would feel bad. I would like
Yeah,
up for
hey,
it. Like,
like, you
your
know.
initial reaction is to be like, yeah, fuck you, I got you, I fucking, they killed you, you know, like they hit
Right.
him so hard he's fucking knocked out. But then like, I would feel bad if he didn't get up. I'd be like, oh
Right.
but this is a different situation, right? Because in football, the players are intentionally trying to hit each other. Whereas here,
Yes. True.
if a
Okay.
player
Yeah.
injures
That's a
another
good point.
player, like they're not supposed to be doing that at all.
Right.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. But
So,
I still, I feel like as a fan, like you have like a knee-jerk reaction to seeing like a player you hate getting like laid out. Like,
yeah, no,
I
you
just feel
can't
like
help it.
you might
You
not
can't
realize
help
at
it.
first like how gruesome their injury was or whatever. Like you just been like, yeah, we got him, you know.
It's
I
like
get
you
it. I
see
get
like
forgiveness.
Vontaze Burfict go down or like Ndamukong Suh. You're like, yeah, you finally got what you deserve, you punk.
Yeah, and so I don't know. Like I just don't hold it against them for having that reaction. It's a, I don't know. It's shitty, yes. I
But you absolve yourself. I get
I wasn't part of this. I don't care about it at all. I
it.
really like I just remember like seeing that on Twitter last night. I was like, I just related it to like because I always thought about like I always wanted to see Aaron Rodgers get sacked so hard. I didn't care like how bad he got sacked, you know,
Yet
like
somehow he always seems to get out of the way.
yes,
Amazing.
exactly. So it's like
It's
I
like
never
to, I'm assuming people feel the same way about Tom Brady. Like, how does he always move? What the hell?
I feel that way about Tom Brady and I barely watch football. So yes.
Congratulations to Toronto and to St.
Yes.
Louis, who won the Stanley Cup last
No,
night.
we will not be congratulating St. Louis.
Oh, come on. I
Fuck
guess
St. Louis.
they earned
I
it,
wanted
man.
another parade.
I couldn't not after seeing.
Oh,
I mean, I have no love for St. Louis. But after seeing somebody, I think it was a Boston newspaper or something, going, it's only been like 100 or something days since our last championship. It's been so long. It's like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I hope you don't win.
Well, that's how I feel about any team that has not won in like half a century, where I'm just like, it's good for you, you know?
I mean, the Blues had never won before, and neither had the Raptors. So, you know, it's good to get new champions every once in a while.
Give me my goddamn parade. I deserve a parade.
You probably like get one next year, Tony. You'll get one this football again.
I hate it.
Square happened. They showed off the Final Fantasy VII remake trailer, which Jeff said looked good. They showed off more Final Fantasy XIV. A new game called Outriders. Not really sure what that was. There are tons of JRPGs here. Final Fantasy VIII Remastered. Onikai. I don't like tons of like little. There was a Romancing Saga. They announced a pair of. What is it? There were other saga games that they announced.
So many sagas. A saga of sagas.
Final Fantasy VIII Remastered. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. And then they ended with the Avengers. Crystal Dynamics new game starring the MCU stunt doubles.
Of four of the Avengers?
What is it, four? So Thor, Cap, Iron Man, five. So no five. Hawkeye.
No Hawkeye.
Thor, Cap, Iron Man, Hulk, Black Widow, and that's five, right? Yeah, five. No Hawkeye, though.
Apparently, they couldn't work out the bow combat to be equal to what the other ones can do, although I'm not really sure what Black Widow could do.
She shoots a gun.
Right.
I don't know. It looks okay, I guess.
I guess like it didn't seem like there was a lot of actual gameplay or anything, but like I heard like behind the scenes it looked rough, but it's like I imagine it like will be pretty awesome when it's done. Honestly, like
they have some good studios working on the game.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed it turns out.
But just side note that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 guys.
Yeah,
I mean, we're gonna get to it in a minute, but
that's the one that's the Marvel game I'm most excited about.
Yeah,
so.
That game actually shot up way a lot for me, where I'm just like, I'm excited for that.
I pre-ordered it. I'm in now. It's coming. It's happening.
I mean the Square stuff looks good. Like what they showed. If you're a fan of JRPGs, I am. They have. Quite a lot going on.
A lot, yeah.
And then they have action games too. So, I'm down with them. That they seem to. I did not watch that show, so I can't rate it. But actually, Jeff, what would you have rated Ubisoft?
Ubisoft, I fast forwarded through, but I would not give them anything high. I would give them like a C at best. I don't know.
Like, I came out of that. I did a lot of what you did too, fast forwarding.
I think I can move D because like my impression was most of the time games, you know.
But Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs was the best thing they showed.
They spent like 30 minutes on Watch Dogs, but like. You know, my big impression is outside of that, it felt like Tom Clancy games. Like, it felt like a lot of the same.
So I mean, there's that rollerball game, which looks fun. But, I give them a 1 out of 5. Like, they did not well. I normally like the Ubisoft conference, and it was not entertaining this time. And then, finally, everything closed out with Nintendo. Where
it was weird.
And all was forgiven, Jeff?
No, not
this Animal Crossing was delayed, so right off the bat, Jeff not having a good day with that.
Well, that happened at the end of it, but yes, that's like a huge, huge blow to their. I mean, don't you guys think kind of like it's just like that was to me, that was their big game this year. I know
it was. Yeah, it was the game I thought would be their. Like, I mean, obviously, Pokemon is
yeah,
actually
their
big game.
Pokemon, yeah, but for me, it's Animal Crossing, and I was like, I just, like I said before, it's like I just felt like that game would never get delayed because of how, like, uninspired it usually is.
It's the same game each time.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't honestly look like that much they added to it. Like the trailer to me, like, I was like, yeah, they added some shit. Okay, great. But, like, come on, dude. What are you talking about? But, you know, whatever. I mean, hopefully it's worth it when it comes out.
Yeah. So that they did name it. It's Animal Crossing New Horizons. Takes place on an island. They announced some new Smash Brothers DLC, the hero from Dragon Quest, and then in a very
weird trailer.
A weird trailer, but I thought it was fun. Like
it was fun, but it was so weird because like you realize what it was, and then they like
they made take it away.
What was what they make it? What would like? What did they try to say it was after that? Like,
so it was the Duck Hunt dog.
Yeah, I was like, no, dude, I just saw what it was.
Right, like it. So they
like,
show
you fool me. So like, what is going on here? Like, I was it's so confusing.
The other character they showed was a Banjo Kazooie, and yeah, there's this silhouette that pops up. It looks like a bear. It looks like Banjo and Kazooie.
Like, you know, it's Banjo Kazooie. And then they like, turn on the lights. It's a Duck Hunt dog and like and one of the dogs.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I just saw. Like, I know what I just saw. And, like, they showed one of the coins before that, like, or one of the whatever, like.
Yeah, something went across the screen first. Yeah. I think it would have been better if they just ended it that way, though. Like, they just ended with the Duck Hunt dog kind of, like, laughing, and then you come back what? After, like, later in the presentation. And so, like, that it was really Banjo-Kazooie. But I have no intention of buying new characters for Smash, so
I did not either, but I have to say, like, if I were going to, like, that's a pretty good draw to get Banjo Kazooie, honestly. Like, I would like consider, like, if I could buy just that character, honestly, I would do that, you know.
That's cool. Can you? I don't
know. I'm probably not. It's probably like a part of a past thing, but
so Witcher 3 is coming to Switch.
Everything or nothing. I can't imagine that game running particularly well on the Switch.
No,
I mean, it'll be fine.
Looks
but
super fantastic.
No, it. I can't imagine it looks good. It's going to be low res. But that's cool, I guess, if you don't have another way to play The Witcher.
Yeah, if the only system you own is a Switch, go right ahead.
I can see if you're like way into that series and or like or just in that game, you're like, oh, I mean, it's complete edition to play like on a handheld. Like that'd be cool, I guess, you know. But
yeah, so provided it runs well enough, I guess. Yeah, like I wouldn't want to play that version on my big TV, but like if I could, you know, maybe. If I could play that game on in handheld mode, I probably won't spring for it. But I could see that argument. Zelda Link's Awakening was given a release date, and that game looks phenomenal.
So adorable! Like,
yeah,
I
that
think
Link
that's
is
my
great.
Favorite. I think that's my favorite like version of Link. Honestly, dude, like he's adorable. Like, I might buy that fucking Amiibo. I don't buy Amiibos, dude.
You're gonna buy it. You're gonna buy it. You're gonna put it on like the mantelpiece in the living room. You're gonna worship it on Sundays. That's gonna be what happens now in Jeff's household.
He starts worshiping Amiibo.
He's gonna bow down.
This is the only Amiibo I own. I own Solaire of Astora from Dark Souls. Oh, and I think I own Wolf Link or something from like
some yeah, that came with the
yeah. But the only Amiibo I've bought is the Dark Souls one, and I think I might get fucking Link's Awakening, dude. Like, oh my god, dude!
He's super cute.
He's adorable, and the game looks like have you guys played through a Link's Awakening? Like, I played a little bit of it once, and I got stuck somewhere in the game, but
yeah,
cool.
That's about where I was at. I played it on the Game Boy, and I never made it all the way through. But
There's some part I got stuck at that's like really confusing, but I'm sure they'll like modernize it in some way to make it like playable. You know what I mean? Like, I guess they're touching up a lot of things about the game, just not just the graphics, you know.
But visually, that game is stunning.
Yeah.
Like, I love like the claymation kind of like. I'm looking at a picture of it now, and it reminds me of those the Rankin Bass Christmas specials, like the Rudolph and
yeah, Frosty yeah,
Man.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely, it has exactly the art style,
awesome
yeah,
visual style to it. So
that's awesome.
Luigi's Mansion 3 is coming.
Cool.
Yeah, they did not give an official release date. I guess it's still coming later this year.
Or next year.
Although
I believe they said 2019.
They did.
In my opinion, when they say, yeah, like, all right, it's June, and you're saying 2019, it's like, I don't know, it's not a commitment. Like,
well, no. So they have Pokemon coming in November.
This has to be their October game, then.
Yeah.
It's got to be, but then why not just say October 19th or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe there are doubts.
We're like 3 months out from that, or, you know. Like,
but they did launch Smash in December, so.
So yeah, well maybe they're hoping for October, but they don't want to push the team.
They don't want to commit to like yeah.
And then but, if they can't get it, they push it to December.
Dude, I would love a mid to late October release for that game. That would get me like really hyped for it. You know what I mean? Like to have like this Halloween like family game like. For Halloween, oh my god, so much fun!
Square is bringing Trials of Mana, which is the third Mana game,
which is also, I guess, getting remade.
So
new graphics,
yes.
Later
on. So they dropped. I guess yesterday they dropped Collection of Mana, which is the first three games in their original form. But then Trials of Mana is actually going to get a 3D remake for next year. So that's cool. Like, you know, they dropped a collection of games, collection of like Nintendo and Game Boy games. Yes, no, Tuesday. And then a full 3D remake of the third game. So, and Square also said they want to release all of their stuff digitally. All their whole library, so we'll probably see more collections like that coming to Switch and hopefully other consoles and stuff. I would love to get a like the first six Final Fantasies in a collection on Switch.
$800.
I mean, sure. I mean, they've sold them. Those games aren't that expensive now, so. There's Dark Crystal's Tactics game announced.
You're very excited about this, aren't you?
Are you just making this up? Are you just like throwing words together in a sentence?
Right.
So the Dark Crystal, the Jim Henson,
the Muppet,
the Jim Henson fantasy Muppet movie from the 80s.
There's like a new series coming out on Netflix.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, there's more Dark Crystal on Netflix.
Well, there will probably be. Out. It is. I believe it's dropping on my birthday. In August, and then somewhere around there is this it kind of reminds me of Final Fantasy Tactics, but it's gonna have Dark Crystal characters, so it's a tactical RPG, but set in the Dark Crystal universe. This looks it's so dumb, but I'm also like super excited for it.
I couldn't imagine being a Dark Crystal. It'd be like me, like all of a sudden there was like a fucking Halloween fucking real-time strategy game or something. I'd be like, what? What is going on here?
Right. Makes no sense, but I'm down with it.
Yeah.
No More Heroes 3. Do you guys care?
No.
I am not a fan. Sorry, Javi.
Brand new Contra was announced.
I like you to just move on. You just say the name.
I don't. Contra. I did not play No More Heroes, so I don't really know. But yeah, new Contra was announced.
Did you watch like the extended trailer for this game, Chris? Like,
for Rogue Corps? No, I did not.
Honestly, I'm like intrigued by it. Like, it looks like it could be like a fun, like, you know, Like if it was like a $20 game, like a modern kind of like redo of Contra.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that you can play as a panda though.
A panda.
There's a playable panda.
I just
Does the
noticed
panda
something.
carry a rifle or
I think he
some
does.
sort of weapon? Oh, okay. Well,
What
that's
I
okay.
remember, like what I noticed from that trailer is like they were trying to stay true to the series of like, there's some like side-scrolling 2D levels, and then there's like levels where you're running towards, forward.
Yeah.
But I just love it to end that trailer just like, and available now,
Yeah,
Contra Collection.
they stealth dropped Contra Anniversary Collection. It dropped on Switch, but it also like I guess dropped on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC as well. It's out there for everywhere. So if you want Contra, that Anniversary Collection, Jeff, you played through Contra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good collection, just like the Castlevania one.
It's exactly the same. Like, so if you bought the Castlevania one, like, you could expect exact same, like, production values in terms of, like, the features and the menu and everything. It's exactly the same, like, thing. And yeah, like it's just like it's so awesome to finally be able to play NES Contra on a new Nintendo system, finally. And then like, there's like the Famicom version of Contra as well on there, which is like got these like little differences that are really cool. Like, do you know about any of that, Chris?
No, I haven't heard
So
checked
like
any of that.
it has like little cutscenes and shit that aren't in the North American Contra. And then also like just like say like when you're running through the first level, like the jungle in the background, instead of being static, the leaves fucking sway back and forth. Like it has the graphical upgrades and shit. It's fucking like the same game you've played a billion times, but there's like these little fucking things that are like really interesting that are different.
That's pretty cool. Gonna hope to get that one.
Absolutely, like just honestly, just to have NES Contra, in my opinion, is worth the $20. But it has like fucking all the early Contra games, and I got to play Hardcore for my first time, which was it was pretty hardcore.
I'm shocked. If
It's
it
a good
wasn't, they'd
game.
have to call it something else.
I kind of like I dug it. Like I could like a lot of these like older games, like being able to play them with save states, I just try to like think about like how much would I hate this if it was not save states. Like the later levels are just, it's just like a lot of bosses in a row and it seems really impossible, but luckily I could scum my way through it,
Yeah, which is, I don't have any problem doing that now.
It's a
Yeah.
blessing and a curse, but it's like, I do try to think about like what my experience would be like if I couldn't do that.
Would have been fucking infuriating, is what it would be.
You would not finish. You would not get to the end.
Yeah,
That's
I always look at this and go, like, because I remember beating like Castlevania 1, 2, 3, like Ninja Gaiden, like the. Those are games like I go back and play now. It's like I don't have the patience for them. And there's so much more asking for my attention that it's like I wouldn't invest like the probably spent like 50 or 60 hours trying to beat Ninja Gaiden, but I only had like four games. So it's like either that or play Super Mario Brothers for the 7,000th time. So
yeah, I think there are ways to like do that like harder game though nowadays, but like modern games, there's like little things that are modernized. There's like checkpoints and shit. Like it's not like you just lose so much progress in those older games, like when you die like that, like, or you can just like run out of lives and that's over,
Yep, it's
like
all over.
no newer game, like even Dark Souls, you can't run out of lives and it's over, but older games, that's how it was, so it's like yeah, I don't know, like I like having that like safe state to play those other games, and I don't think those other games quite hold up as much as we think they do because we get to experience them differently now.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be infuriating otherwise, but I still find I find them fun now. Like,
Oh, I love them. I love them. Absolutely love them.
and then I guess finally, the way Nintendo ended was they announced a direct sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Should have been Metroid Prime Trilogy.
So they announced a sequel. Did they announce like any details
They
or?
showed there was a trailer, like looks like a cinematic trailer.
So no.
No.
No,
They announced that they're working on something, which is cool.
the
Like,
trailer
people like
had
that game. I think there are some things that could be improved, which means that a sequel might be good. Like,
absolutely.
a sequel in which your weapons don't magically break
I think they
all
might
the
get rid of
time
that. I bet
would
you
be
they would.
great. If they get rid of that, I'm in, because that's so frustrating and ruins the entire game for me.
Yep.
I mean, like lead into the RPG aspect of it, and like in an RPG, you want a weapon you could build into, not break.
Yes.
Like even if it breaks, you want to be able to like reinforce it and like whatever, repair it, whatever.
See,
Like,
even Jeff is turning on this game. He's finally
no, I'm
realized.
not turning on it. I agree that the weapon you like
Like, if
they
you're gonna
should
do
lean
degradation, like
lean
if
into
you're
the RPG aspect. And
yes,
like, yeah, if you want degradation, have me repair it. Like that's it.
right, which is how like, it's how they handle it in Diablo, right? Like your
Yeah.
weapons degrade, but you have to like spend a little gold to get it repaired. But if you like
Yeah.
using that type of weapon, like you can continue to use it as opposed to like, well, I've now fought like four spear dudes in a row. And all my swords are broken, so I can either fight the next guy with a stick or I can fight with a spear, and I don't like spears.
Like I feel like they should really lean into like first off, they should hear that criticism because it's a very valid criticism and everyone had it. And two, they should just lean into the RPG, like make it an RPG now. Just make it a full RPG, you know.
Yeah.
I forgot the other thing I was gonna say, but anyways.
Anyway, I mean, I think it's cool that you're doing it. I think I would have been more excited for New Zelda.
No, the other thing I was gonna say about it is like it gave off this vibe of like their dark sequel, like so like think Majora's Mask
Yeah.
or Metroid Prime 2. Like they had a different like yes, they didn't show any gameplay or anything, but like you could tell the vibe they were going for, which is like this really
Everything
dark
was
sequel.
darker, yeah.
Yeah.
So like I remember like the first trailers for Breath of the Wild were like these bright open areas.
Yeah.
Like, this was a lot of like dark caves,
Everything being
dark night,
corrupted with
fire, yeah.
darkness. Yeah.
But I don't know, we'll see.
It didn't get me excited because I was like, all right, well, whatever this is, first of all, I didn't see any gameplay. Two, it's probably not coming out forever. So, like, what do I care? Like you're talking years, not next year, maybe not the year after that. So, like,
I mean, I will say this, they had more to show with that than they did when they announced Metroid Prime 4.
that's very true. That's very true. But it was like you could easily announce here's Metroid Prime Trilogy. Like
Yep.
that would have been like to me way more exciting. Like because I know that's coming out soon. If not, I was hoping that day. But
Or not. Or
I
not
guess
ever.
not. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I very much think that the rumors that that game is a completed, finished port that is ready to come out may be not accurate.
It's either not accurate or like they're literally like a lot. I see a lot of people like go, they're waiting to announce, like they're waiting for the hype train, like the hype cycle of Metroid Prime 4 to release that. I'm like, no, you need to release that now to hold me over, dude. Like, if you give me three Metroid games right now, thank you. That'll hold me over to whatever the fuck. But you can't wait till like 6 months before that game comes out. I mean, you can, I guess. I'll
I
still
mean, you would
buy it.
buy it anyway, right? Like,
Yeah, but so like you know what I mean? Like I want that to like hold me over. Like that would
right.
hold me over.
That, yeah, I don't necessarily know if releasing Metroid Prime Trilogy is going to bring on new fans. Like if anything, Metroid Prime 4 will be the game that new people are going to try, and then if they like it, they'll go back and play
Maybe,
the other.
you kind of
Maybe
want to
it's right.
launch the trilogy. Maybe not, if not alongside, very close to the launch of the new game.
See, I mean, that's what people are saying, but I'm just like, no, man. I need my Metroid. Like, I need those games. I want to play them.
I mean, you got to figure Breath of the Wild was amazingly successful. Like, it's basically the game that people look at the Switch and say, oh, that's what I should get it to play. Like a sequel there is natural, whereas like Metroid Prime, it's a game that not a whole lot of people play.
Yeah, but it's just I mean, one, you can do both trailers, but two,
Impossible, Jeff. Impossible.
but two, I just feel like it's less like as much as like Zelda is my favorite series from them, and I love Breath of the Wild, and a sequel to that, I can't wait. But to me, it's less exciting because I know how far that off like is, where I know like. You could put out that Metro Prime trilogy probably tomorrow, you know what I mean? So it's like that would be more exciting to me just because of how close it is. Like, I don't know. They did fine, I guess. But there's some disappointments. And then like, where's Pikmin? Like, where's all the things I like? I got fucked over. Animal Crossing delayed, no Pikmin, no Metroid. I can just go fuck myself, I guess. No Chibi Robo. They don't care about me. No
You know
F-Zero.
what, Jeff? It's time to take up PC gaming. This is your opportunity.
I'm just saying, dude. I can
Nintendo's
rattle off.
rejected you,
This guy's
so
pet.
there's
This guy's
lots of
pet.
PC games out there for you to play. I think you should make the jump.
I just, you know, if I could rattle off like, if I could rattle off for like 15 seconds of Nintendo series, I want them to bring back, and they won't. What the fuck, Nintendo?
That's pretty much E3. There was a weird announcement. I mean that Jeff, I am with you. Like, not necessarily fuck Nintendo, but
Fuck
no,
them, fuck them all.
I'm saying, what the fuck, Nintendo?
Oh.
Like you have all these series that you're sitting on. Like, do a new F-Zero. Have some balls. Come on.
Nintendo doesn't need balls, they're Japanese.
Yeah, they have the hottest system going right
That's
now.
right. It's kind of like the Switch is, you know, it's sexy. It's what
Don't
people
show some
want.
swagger. Give me that F-Zero. Give me that Star Fox Adventures 2.
Like, I don't need to prove anything to you, Jeff. I'm not going to launch this game for another 3 years. You can suffer.
I just want more.
One other weird thing that I kind of saw. Was that Konami announced they're getting into the mini console game?
Where's
Great.
Pikmin 4?
What
What, Jeff?
exactly are they launching then?
Sorry.
They,
All right.
this is weird. They are announced, they are releasing the TurboGrafx 16 Mini. I am so freaking confused because they did, like, that is not their system.
The kind of hardware business though too, like with arcade machines and shit. So maybe like that's part of it. I don't know. But here's the thing. I am so fucking buying TurboGrafx Mini.
You are. You definitely are.
Blazing Lasers is going to be on there.
It is. It
The only way to play Blazing Lasers.
That's it. It's
Konami
not. It's
heard. You
not.
know what happened? They listened to our Hall of Fame podcast and they decided that they need to launch this thing so that Blazing Lasers can be played by everyone.
Well, here's the thing, we don't know that yet because there's only like five games, right, Chris,
Yeah,
confirmed.
so right now they've announced R-Type, New Adventure Island, Ninja Spirit, Ys Book 1 and 2, Dungeon Explorer, and Alien Crush. But yeah, I mean they don't have, like, obviously there's no Blazing Lasers, there's no Bonk games on there. They're gonna release that stuff.
It's gonna be on there. Like
I mean,
Blazing Lasers will be. Dude, if it's not on there's gonna be problems.
I have a feeling it will be. I don't have my emulation box up, but I think there were only like 90 games total for the TurboGrafx-16 ever released in the US
That's
anyway, so.
also true. I was saying that. I forgot who the hell I was saying that to. I think I said that to my girlfriend. I was like, here's the thing. If there's like 30 games on that thing, that's like one third of the library. It's impressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's gonna be like a quarter of all the games ever released for it.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll do both of them.
That'll be interesting.
It'd be awesome. But like, all I can tell you guys is like, I am so fucking all over that thing, dude.
Yeah, I mean, just to get like the form factor for it, I
oh my god.
But I guess they have not announced pricing for it. And I don't know where. It's not like the Genesis Mini that I can like pre-order now, so we'll have to keep our eyes right on it.
I was looking on it. I was on last night. God damn it.
So if you see it, Jeff, let me know, because
I will. But I actually heard too that like the like form of it is like the is like close to the actual size. Like it's not even that mini.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I need a full sized
emulator. It was not a huge system. Like
no, it wasn't. It was smaller than the Genesis, but so yeah, that's E3 2019.
Started and ended with old ass like hardware bullshit. Like
yep.
Big cabinets, and we ended with fucking TurboGrafx 16.
It might as well. That sounds like a great place to end it.
I mean, those are the best things in my opinion. Honestly, like those are the things that like got me really excited. Oh my god, TurboGrafx, I can't wait.
Just like I think that's just kind of indicative of this E3 though, right? Is that like we came away going like the most excited we are for things out of this E3 are an old arcade box, like a new arcade release of old arcade games. And a new mini console for a, you know, a forgotten relic of gaming past.
Relic history.
I mean, I think that a couple things have become really clear, right? It takes so much longer to develop games now.
Yeah.
That companies are just willing to wait till the next console cycle to throw a game out there since we're so close.
Yeah.
So I think all the major announcements are they're just waiting for that next generation.
I think X2 will be more exciting.
I think next year will be more exciting, and I mean we will definitely have more news. Like new consoles will be next.
New consoles will have specs, and like we'll know what we're actually looking at opposed to.
Yeah, and you're going to get that back and forth with Sony and Microsoft, right? Like that we're going to be in the midst of that game where they're trying to like one up the other one.
Right.
That's part of
right.
the fun of it.
That's the fun, yeah. Plus the Switch 2.
That's what I was going to say. Do you guys think there's going to be like an update to the Switch?
I think that the tech, I mean the Switch is a great system. I think the tech is there, though, to get more power out of what they offer currently.
Yeah. I think, like, they could do, like, the same exact system, basically, but better, you know? Like, if I were Nintendo, that's what I would be doing.
But then again, when you do that, you start, like, making your previous releases irrelevant. And Nintendo is all about, like, getting $60 for their game for as long as possible. So who knows?
Backwards.
Yeah, I think at that point, what you need to do is you need whatever this next Switch is, it kind of needs to follow in like the same model that Microsoft and Sony are doing, being forward compatible, right? Like so, all the stuff you already have can just transfer directly up to that new system. And maybe it doesn't look great. Maybe they can do like a patch like some of the games that Microsoft has for the X, right? Like. So we could get like a better looking Wii U Mario Kart game.
By the way, guys, I am so tired. I have sat here. I've had 3 beers. I am completely wasted.
That does not happen very often on this show. So.
No.
I've had 4 beers, but I had also beers before that, so
right.
Cheers, Sony! Woo!
Cheers. Well, mine are also 9.2% ABV.
Oh wow!
So I have some good ones over here.
So that's E3. We'll be back next week with Bloodstained, and I'll have probably a final wrap up on Warhammer Chaos Bane.
Talk about Total War, which Tony I have been playing, and it's awesome. Games.
So. We'll all have games next week. Earl will still be away. Peter hopefully won't have to work. join us. But Earl should be back in another week. So not next week, the week after. He can bring us back the news. So, Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.